If you don't have a destination, that's part of what's keeping you where you are.
That destination has to be large enough and far enough away that it's worthy of who you truly are. The fabulous you that you are deep in your soul, in your heart, in your mind, that destination has to be large enough and far enough away from where you are now that it reflects the fabulous you that you are.
Now, for the struggle that you've chosen to take a look at, do you have a clear destination? Or are you at the point of not being able to see the destination? And that's part of the struggle, and that's part of the fear. The fear is deeply biological, and that's one of the reasons why it's not felt so often, is because you can't imagine the destination, so how dare you step out and go for anything? You have to be able to see yourself, and then when you actually get there or somebody sees you the way you want to see yourself, then you have to integrate that. So there are these moments, and it is a process, but we ask you to take a look at the struggle that you have chosen to look at and apply those questions and all of these issues that we brought up to that struggle in helping you understand the parameters of what's going on and why the struggle is going on, and assist you in being able to see beyond your station, beyond the extent to which you envision yourself in the world. And by doing that, you can go on to actually make a move that will ease the struggle, if not alleviate it, and place you in a new dimension where you're wanting to be. Our wish for you is that your ability, your desire, your willingness, and your actual achievement of envisioning yourself in the world grows and grows and grows, so that the source of your talents, the source of your gifts, sings your song by saying, yes, be who you are, show those gifts, because in fact, since you're only here once in God knows how many billion years, you have an obligation to express who you are as fully and as finally and as freshly and as fabulously as possible. Remember what Marcel Proust said. The real voyage of discovery consists not in seeking new landscapes, but in having new eyes.